Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are with Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you folks with us tonight. We've got several people in the call room, and we'll try to get to all you folks. If you do want to make a comment or get a reading, be sure and press 1 so we will see that you do want to connect. Several people called in listening. That's fine. And so if you do want a reading, just press 1, and we'll see that you're interested in talking to us. Before I say anything about myself, I want to introduce my fine host to you folks, the brilliant, lovely, smart, wise, talented Dina Flanagan. Dina, are you with us?
Hey, Gary, I'm here.
Good, girl. My apologies for last week to Dina, to you, and some other people. I had a little accident with coffee in my computer before the show, and I couldn't log on. So I was kind of embarrassed. And so my apologies to you, Dina, and to everybody else. So tell us a little about yourself, Dina.
Well, I was born with the gift of seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing psychically. And I developed it in my mid-20s. I decided to develop it. And I have been doing readings professionally ever since then. And I've done cruise ships, and I've done many psychic fairs. I've read on the radio. And then I'm a medium, so I talk to people who've passed on. And I do healing work, some deep, really deep soul healing work. And I do teach classes. So there's a variety of things. I just love helping people. And, you know, this is really my calling, and I really enjoy it.
Well, that's good. I enjoy it too. The feeling of helping people feels, you know, it's very rewarding, to say the least. And you're speaking of cruise ships. I'm also a musician for my whole adult life. I'm 67, so been around for a while, folks. I've worked as a musician and a psychic. And interesting story. One time, I was working on a cruise ship over in Europe. And a real big guy from Iceland grabbed my tip jar and pushed it around all night long to people. I kept asking the bartender, is this cool? And I said, hell, they're stuffing it full of money. I wouldn't complain. I went, okay. I made $1,200 in tips that night. $1,200 in tips. I had so much cash, I couldn't put my guitar in the case because he kept dumping it in the case. And eventually I turned the case around because I got embarrassed by how much money he was gouging out of the audience. I kept asking him to stop. He goes, no, I get you more money. You watch. And so that was my best cruise ship ever.
But, nice.
Little interesting story. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1977, I had an incredible experience I wrote a book about. I had a near-death experience, and wasn't much written about him then. I didn't know that I was the only person on the planet who'd ever gone there and come back. I knew what I'd been through, but until 10 or 15 years later, when a lot of people started talking about these more, did I realize, oh, it's a fair amount of people have had such experiences. But for you folks that are interested, check out A Second in Eternity on Amazon and Kindle. It's a very interesting and true story with actually the police records in it. So I was... my incident was not public. I mean, it was not private. It was very public. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings with stones called lithomancy. She told me, she showed me her method. I was fascinated. And that's become my main method. In 2000, I was curious how other people did this. Couldn't find anything written on it. So I thought, well, I'll write a book on lithomancy. And I did, and it's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's Lithomancy. And you can find about more information about both Dina and I on psychicsgonewild.com. And when you do go to psychicsgonewild.com, which we urge all you folks to do, on the left side of the page is a contact. Click on that, fill in your information, and you will be set up to win maybe not $1 million, but T-shirts, hats, cups, all kinds of stuff that Crazy Wild Jethro, the guru of Psychics Gone Wild, gives away. So go to Psychics Gone Wild, check us out, check out what we do, sign the contact page. And glad to have all you folks with us tonight. We've got a lot of folks in the call room for calls. We'll try to get to everybody. So I'm going to turn the first call over to you, Miss Dina, and this is area code 954. Whoa, 954,
hello.
Are you with us?
Hi,
who
hello.
Are we speaking with?
Amanda.
Yeah, what's your name? Amanda. All right. Amanda, I want you
hi,
to
Amanda.
Meet Dina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, great. And what would your question be tonight?
Can it just be like a general reading, or does it have to be like a question?
Since Gary kind of does general and questions.
Well, I'll
tell you what, Amanda, I'll do you a general reading, and I'll give the next caller to you. How's that sound, Dina? Does that work with
sounds
y'all?
Sounds good.
All right. What I do for all you folks, I do, like I said, this method called lithomancy. Real quickly, to give you an idea, maybe visual. And you can certainly check out lithomancy.com and find out a lot about it. What I use is 16 stones. 10 stones are planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. I charge these up in my hand as I'm doing right now for you, Amanda, putting your energy into them. And in just a moment, I will say, I'll say they're nice and warm, and then all you have to do whenever it feels appropriate is just one time real clearly say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop the stones. I read them like a clock, and I'll tell you what I see over the next 12 weeks in general, okay?
Okay.
So all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is just say drop.
Sure. Drop.
All right. Well, don't worry about things in the past where you feel like there's been a little, maybe misfortune, or things were luckier or going a little smoother. You're going to bring that about in your life again, and also balance with relationships and so forth. So it feels like in this first week, whether you realize it or not, you're actually entering a lucky cycle, because you're starting to take, see new plans with your direction, probably with men, with ideas and so forth, and you're learning a lot about how do I phrase this, where there's been deception, or where you feel like your dreams haven't been met, now's the time to start recreating them, I guess is the best way to say that. Because by the second and third week, you're going through a lot of emotional changes that are going to help you understand a lot more about commitments and decision and purposefulness and direction. And by the third week, you've gone through enough changes to really make you feel different about things. And you do that by having this fresh initiative within yourself, within the way you look at men and direction and principles and ideas, all in the first week here. So by the third and fourth week here, as you go through a lot of these changes and you come to new conclusions, you're going to find yourself re-empowered in a way you probably haven't felt in a while. It's going to help you reorganize things about love, about place, about direction, about your relationship, and about communication and decision-making, probably in a better way than you can imagine right now. And by the sixth and seventh week here, love is really been reborn. You feel like you're reborn with it. You've got a new attitude about it, a new approach, a new foundation, a new belief system. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, you return back to this cycle, a better cycle, though, of luck, of opportunity, of vision, of hope, of aspiration. And you heal a lot from the past in order to carry that healing on in the future, so you have a more resilience, and you learn more about how you're making luck and how you can do that in the future. Now, that's kind of what I see in general. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
No, it really, it actually really makes a lot of sense.
Well, I would hope so.
Thank you.
Glad I helped you, Amanda. And you and most of you, you folks can always go back and listen on the archives, either download the show or just listen to the archives. So thank you for tuning in with us, Amanda. And we're going to 813 here, and Dina's going to throw her magic on you. 813, who are we speaking
Hello, to? How are you guys tonight? My name is Nicole.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I guess my question is, I have a lot going on. I just got married in July, and then me and my husband moved to Florida, and my husband got a job in November. And now we're in a transition period now in our lives that he's getting a new car and we're getting a house. And so I'm thinking about going back to school, and I'm also looking for a job. So I don't know. I don't know what my question would be. I'm just wondering, like, I guess how everything's going to pan out for us, what maybe my husband's future is going to be like.
Well, I get the sense that those are all fantastic changes. And what I'm seeing is that they all work out and they're going to keep rolling for a little while. So I do feel like that school would be very good for you. You already have some schooling, right?
Yes, ma'am. I said no.
Yeah. So because I feel like that you're going to go back to finish up something. So and when you finish that up, I feel like it almost completes the picture, you know, like of all these, what's going on. It completes the picture of this new life, this new transition, this new change, because it isn't going to take long before you get into that, you know, what you need to do after you finish that.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I feel like that your husband has a good job, or is going there for a good job, or getting a good job, something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I keep hearing he's going to get a good job. So so that will be good. So I'm feeling like there's security there.
Yeah.
And so it's the perfect time or the perfect opportunity for you. And I also feel like that you are also working on yourself. You know, And within that, it's going to bring about a lot of changes in general, because I feel like you're getting lighter. You know, you're doing a lot of work and you're getting lighter, and that's going to just bring a lot of changes in general in your life, or around and changing people around you and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like you're talented at something, meaning like you do a side thing?
Well, I mean, I've been talented ever since I was a child. I mean, I've done, like, I ever since I was 2 years old, I played piano. I was in choir all throughout high school. I sing. I would dance. I would, in high school also, I was also in drama also. Did a drama course on that too. So, and I'm in Florida, so yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like
I have to do crafts too.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be pursuing something that fulfills that side of you, that talented side, that, you know, the real creative talented side. So I feel like that's going to come into play too, you know. There's a lot of good things that I see coming, and a lot of good. Is there anything in particular you want to know about?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, it's been 9 months since me and my husband got married. I want to know, is there any children in our future?
Yeah, I knew that was the question. I kept hearing something she wants to know, and I hear children. I do, but I don't feel like they're right away. I feel like a lot of these other changes need to take place first. Mm-hmm. It's not far away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all comes into play, like, boom, 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 one right after the other. That's what I'm seeing, like dominoes, you know? So I feel like that the what needs to take place first will, and those, and that will come into play just a little bit after that.
Okay.
And I feel
can
like
you tell me
I
explain? I'm a little lost. I'm sorry, I'm a little lost.
What did you say?
You said it's not far away, but it's kind of close. So it's like, okay.
Oh, no. It's not.
That's timeline.
It's not right away, meaning there's things that you need to take care of first.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of other things you need to care of first. But I feel like once you've got those into place, it's not far after that.
Okay.
Is what I was saying. So,
is it going
to
be this year? Or?
I'm feeling like more like next year. Like,
sure.
But then it's hard to tell whether I'm seeing them being born this year or getting pregnant this year. But I do feel like next year is your year, for.
Right.
This year is your year, too, but next year is your year for really being settled in, really enjoying and doing and being where you want to be,
Okay.
And that's what I'm feeling. And I also feel like you'll probably have two or three children is what I'm feeling.
Two children?
Two or three, the third one's a maybe, but two or three, yeah, is what I mean. Not necessarily twins. I'm just saying you'll have two, or, two or three. So I do feel like all that will come into play. So you just have to, but you have so many other good things that need to come first or will come first.
Okay, I have another question.
Saying.
I have another question real quick. I never met my in-laws. I just wonder, I never met them. They passed on before I got married, my husband, and they're on the other side. I really want to talk to them. Do they have anything to say to me, or?
That's a different tuning in, let me see. Well, I feel like that you and his mother would have had a lot in common. Is what I'm hearing, and so that's what she's telling me anyway. that you would have had a lot in common, and that she would have enjoyed, enjoyed you if she was here. So, but they're always around. They're always helping too, and they're quite happy with the way things are going. Is what they're telling me, because I feel like did he have some bad luck before in relationship or something?
Yeah. He had his mother. I think his mother didn't like his girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, that's what she's telling me, that that she's much happier, that she didn't like that he had bad luck in relationship before. That's what she's saying. She goes, I didn't like that, but now she's actually happy that he's in a better place.
What about my father-in-law? Does my father-in-law have any message for me? Because I never met any of his parents. They all passed on before we got married. I never met him at all.
He's not really talking at the moment. When I go into full readings, then I get a lot of information. But these are supposed to be, quick readings on the radio. So at the moment, he's not saying much. He's sitting back and letting her talk.
So she's a talker. I never met any of them, so...
Yeah, she's like she's the talker.
Is she? Oh wow!
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Oh, okay.
And that goes out to you, Dina. No, seriously, that goes out to you, Dina, because when you give readings, I'm picking the same things up, and that always feels so good when I'm on with you, because I was feeling the same thing you were. The first thing you said about her getting more education, I just went, yes, we're on the same channel.
Yes,
so.
I know,
went out to you, because you and I seem to pick up the same things about people, and that's nice confirmation.
I know, that's great.
Glad to have all you folks. We've got a lot of callers, so we're just going to rotate. Dina will do one, I will do one, and we'll try to get to everybody. So stick with us, folks. Right now we're 786 area code. Are you with us, 786?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Samantha, how are you, girl?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Are you? We've talked to you a couple times before, am I correct? Or is it a different Samantha?
You're correct.
Okay, well, in either case, would you like a general reading over the next couple months? Or Do you have some questions or what?
I have just one question. I definitely wanted to know what you see developing as far as career. It's been quite a interesting journey trying to get a good job. And, I mean, I know it's not just me. It's a lot of people. And I've put in numerous hours of, you know, calling people back, sending out emails, thank you notes, calling.
Well, you're doing the right job. You're doing the right thing. I really think you are. I just, when you said job, I dropped some stones for you. And what I see, I see you're going through sort of a period right now where you're learning how to cast off your negativity. And what I mean by that is we always have our doubts. It's human to have your doubts. But if I use this example, if you're running a 100-yard dash, yes, gravity and stones can make you trip and fall, but you don't want to be thinking that when you run. So what I feel the most important thing for you is, first, you're doing the right thing. Be a little more at peace with yourself. Start using more visualization. Believe more and more and more that you're going to land that big fish, and keep casting your information out, yourself out, your line out. And when you get in front of a person who can hire you, male or female, stand out. Look that person in the eye and say, I'm the person you need. I'll work harder. I'll work better. And I'll prove it to you. And when you leave that interview, you're the person they will remember. Because put yourself in a situation that employer, they've got 20 people coming in for one position, 30 people, and they all want it. What you want to do is leave there and have that person remember you, admire you, like you, and just be inspired by your enthusiasm. And the connection between those two is you being more fearless. You're pretty good at it, but we can always get a little bit better. You know, whether we're talking about love or psychic ability or intuition or confidence, we can always get better. So when I drop these stones, I see that a lot of your enthusiasm, bring it up a little bit more to the surface. We all have our doubts, but don't let them trump you. Let your enthusiasm and your determination and your visualization and your empowerment, and you're looking at the person who can hire you with just such confidence. You've got nothing to lose by using all these methods, everything to gain. And I feel like in the next couple of weeks, you're going to land some good people who believe in you, because you're going to change your tactics a little bit, even more polished. Like I said, you're doing the right thing. You're on the right track. Don't be afraid of even getting a little bit better at it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Because that's really what it is. You're fine-tuning your fears so they don't block the possibilities when they're there. That person doesn't know who they're going to hire. Remember that. And so you want to leave that person with the impression that, boy, I'm the gold mine. I'm the best person. And sometimes you just have to look them in the eye and tell them that. And you can do that if you really believe that. And that's why I'm saying your belief system here, amp it up, because that's going to help you a lot. You're going to go through a little bit of frustration for the next week or two, a little bit here and there, but then you're going to start really realizing how empowering you can become. And that's when you're going to start really changing your pitch about yourself. You can do it sooner rather than later. And I don't hold the keys to the universe at all. You could land the perfect job tomorrow. I can't see everything. But I can certainly see in the next couple of weeks a lot of real fresh changes coming to you about the way you present yourself, visualize yourself, and so forth. And that's the reason you're learning that as well, is because the search for a job right now is a challenge, and you're learning a skill set to meet that challenge and to win out. And that is it, you being empowered. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Good. God bless you, Samantha. That's what I feel. That was your question. And don't be afraid to, look down at your gear shift and realize you don't just have 3 gears. You have 70 gears and 48 overdrives. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Believe in yourself or even a little bit more, girl. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
You too, Samantha. All right. Good to have all you folks with us. And we are going to turn Magic Dina on again, because Dina's always magic. And we're going to give her another round of applause just for being so magical. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I love that.
I do too. corny but effective. This is area code 925. Are you with us, 925? Hi.
Yes, hello.
Who are we speaking with?
How are you? This is Rennie.
What is it again?
Rennie.
Rennie, all right. Well, Miss Rennie,
yes.
Meet Miss Dina.
Hello.
Hi, Rennie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I like your energy.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what is your question?
I'm torn between two different types of questions. I have a lot of spiritual gifts myself, and I know I'm being called to work with people on a spiritual level. I have many different tones, so I'm not sure exactly how I'm supposed to be going about putting it all together and moving forward with it, and like a timeline of when to do it. Is there any guidance you can give me?
You have many different, what was that you said?
Spiritual gifts and talents. So I have a degree in psychology.
Yeah.
And then I'm a natural born healer, medium, psychic.
Yeah.
Medical intuitive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I
so
said I like your energy. I picked all that up that you were gifted. That's when that's why I said I like your energy. So anyway, my sense is that have you tried? Parapsychology, I think it is. That's the name of it. Have you looked into that? Anyway, it's like doing like a psychologist, but in the spiritual realm. And, you know, nowadays they call that a life coach, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's like parapsychologist or psychology.
I looked at energy psychology a little bit. That is working with people, mind, body, soul.
Yeah, that's what I do. I work with people, mind, body, soul. So anyway, I'm hearing that's where your gifts are the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be very good at helping people through a lot of that. So deciphering, I guess, you know, helping people connect the three and deciphering. And so I would look into that, but I also feel like you're a very gifted healer. You're a very gifted healer. So what I'm seeing is several avenues. But the strongest one I see is like the parapsychology or whatever you want to call it, but it's along that line. And I see also, have you looked into a space?
I've kind of had that in my mind to start working on it, but I don't know. I don't know how to get started.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing that you'll be in a space. I'm seeing the space that will be good for you or perfect for you. But the best way to get started is to, just start taking on clients, but also make sure you get everything up online, you know, that most people find you that way through all the different avenues you can use online. So doing good marketing or getting a good marketer is key, but also being in an area where people can know about you or get to you easy, you know, like where you can hang a sign and people see it type of deal is what I'm seeing. And just start building your clientele, but make sure that the rent is affordable. Don't go get over your head. At first start small. And then do, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like, and right now, right away, you may not have the space, you know, just start doing it out of where you live or renting a little spot like one day a week or 2 days a week or whatever, you know, something along that line. But get it going that way and make sure everything is up online and get yourself in order, because you're going to be helping quite a few people.
Okay.
But it does take a while. You just have to keep building and keep building and keep building. And I'm hearing that it will just within 2 or 3 years, you'll have it built up to where you want to build it.
Okay.
So if you just start with that. And also I feel like that you're not done. There's more things you want to learn. There's more things you're going to learn.
Yeah, I've been thinking, my goal has always been to get my doctorate in psychology.
But that's what I'm saying. There's more, that's the what I'm talking about, where it's going to take those few years, you know, to get to really where you want to get to. And then you integrate the two, and it will be magical. They're telling me magical. It will help a lot of people because you're outside the box. You know, you're not, what you're going to do is outside the box, not just like, okay, I got to go in these perimeters. And that's what is really going to attract the people, because a lot of people are looking for that. A lot of people don't, you know, they don't want just that cold sort of environment and, you know, kind of way. So a lot of those people are going to come to you. You're in an area where there's people. I'm seeing there's people, you know, where there's good enough people to come. In other words, you're not in a desolate little town. I'm feeling like that there's plenty of people that are going to be coming to you. Like I said, once you finish that degree, once you take the two more things you're going to learn, then you seek your space out. And by then, I'll start your marketing now and build the clientele that you can for now for whatever you know or want to do. And by that time, it's just going to explode. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. So definitely stay on this path. Keep it up. And go get that more that you need, that extra that you need, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. And can I ask one more quick question?
What's that?
I've been wanting to move out of my current rental. Do you see me moving soon? And if it will be alone or with my boyfriend?
Out of your current what?
Out of my current rental.
Oh, rental. Okay. And I'm seeing that that's not going to be for about 6 more months.
Whoa.
Is what I'm saying. But there's a reason for that. In other words, trust in that. You know.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing, trust in that. And I'm hearing in about 6 months is when you'll be moving. And you want to know if you'll be moving with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
In with your boyfriend or with your boyfriend?
In with him.
Oh, in with him. Yes, that's right. Like I said, that's going to be about, I'm hearing, give that one some time.
Okay.
You know, just make sure, give it a little more time.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing on that one. Don't jump too quick and give it a little more time.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
that's
and best of luck
very
to
helpful.
You.
Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
You're welcome.
And you have a good day, Minnie. Thanks for calling in. We always like all you folks that call in. By the way, if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1. 912, you've been on a while. We haven't pressed 1. If you do want to make a comment or reading, be sure and do so. Again, a pleasure to have you folks with us, and we're going to try and get to everybody. We'll see what we can do. We're moving down in the order people have called in. And this is area code 225. Are you with us, 225?
Hello.
Yes,
I am.
Yeah. Who are we speaking with?
Kim.
Kim. All right. That's a nice, easy name. I can type it with one hand. That makes me feel good. And when I type it, I don't have to rely on my memory. So how can I help you, Kim? Would you like a general overall reading for the next couple months, or got some specific questions, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I like a general and kind of in leaning towards relationship.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you've probably heard this process. I'm charging these stones up in my hand. And all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop. One time, real clearly, I'll drop them. I'll read them like a clock and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop, my dear.
Drop.
All right. We're actually in a good position right now, moving forward. You really are. You've got a lot of good stones here right in the center as far as optimism, as far as communication, and as far as commitments. It feels like there's good things about men and love coming in your life. Are you dating someone now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you've got Mars right at the top. And that's a lot of, that means male energy, it means direction. And with a lot of luck and a lot of, like I said, good expansion about relationships, about your ideas about them, and about love, over the next couple of weeks, as you think that way more and more and more, not only with how you feel about men, but how you feel about yourself, your balance, your direction, your job, your career, a lot of these things, as you almost use the inherent optimism you know you really have, you can be a pretty optimistic person and a pretty creative person. Use that, max that out, you know, put your foot to the metal, so to speak. Because by the second and third week, with a lot of fresh determination, fresh seeing how you're actually in a very fortunate position to change, to evolve, to communicate, to make better decisions, all that sort of thing. As you do this in the first week, almost just out of sheer determination that I want to hit a home run. As you do that, by the second and into the third week here, that brings a feeling of love back to you, to yourself, which is easy for other people to pick up because it's been refreshed in you. And not only is it refreshed in you, it's helping you like replan some parts of your life here in a very optimistic, lucky, fortunate, expanding way. And what that does, it helps you clear out a lot of this debris from the past about relationships that you haven't quite cleared out yet. But as you do that, and you start with enthusiasm this first couple of days and week, and direction, and just, like I said, determination, if for no other reason you want to hit the ball out of the park, by the third and fourth week here, as you clear out all this stuff from the past, you're going to really open up and benefit from the luck you've brought yourself. And all these good stones in the middle, Jupiter and the commitment stone and balance. And by the fifth and sixth week, it feels like that's really the time you start getting a firm grasp on your power, your visualization, your new plans in life. And by starting now with a sense of direction, even if you don't know exactly where you're going to end up, you know, your enthusiasm, your determination here in the first week or two, are going to lay things in order such that not only you can heal and get this lucky period, but by the sixth to the ninth week here, you're really moving toward your dreams and your plans. I certainly feel like there's good relationships for you. There's good soulmates around. When you get really ready to let go of your fears about that, you'll find that they're going to fall into line much easier. And from the ninth to the 12th week on, it feels like you feel... If you're not changing places, you're changing the way you feel about your place. You feel like grounded. You feel like, wow, now I've got my plans clear. I feel good. I've re-enlivened myself on love. I've buried some of the stuff from the past. I've learned new things and become alive again in a like a much better way than you have been. And you got a lot of good energy, girl. Quit underrating yourself. You with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? From the 9th to the 12th week, you're going to realize how much this first week of you just saying, well, as they say here in the South, y'all watch this. So that's kind of the attitude you want to have. It's been up and down, been thrown off, you know, the edges of frustration, but y'all watch this, coming back with a real mentality, view, purpose, and so forth. So don't be afraid to reignite your fire and watch it build. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It definitely does.
Good, girl. That's 3 months in 3 minutes and 38 seconds or 5 minutes and 12 seconds, something like that. glad it helped.
Thank you,
Kim.
Thank you so much.
You
Thank
too.
You.
And stay inspired, girl.
I
okay?
will.
God bless. And to all you callers, of course, we can, Dina and I can certainly do a lot more on a long reading than we can in a 3-minute reading. We're just giving you a little idea of what we do. Check us out, psychicsgonewild.com, the one and only Dina Flanagan, and the extremely weird and eccentric Gary Wimmer. But I'm proud of that. I never fit into life the normal way, so it fits me. Having said
I think
that,
we're all kind of abnormal.
Amen. Well, 912, you press the 1, and you are on 912. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Jamar.
Jamar, we've spoken to you a couple times before, but I'm going to let Dina update you. Okay.
All right.
Hi, Jamar.
Hi. I have a question about the area of this relationship I'm in. Like, I want to know if it's a past life karmic thing that we have going on, because, you know, it's a lot of feelings I have for this person that's kind of beyond the amount of time I've known her, which was only for like 4 years, but I feel like I've known her for forever. And the connection is just very deep for me. I just wanted to know, like, what is between us, like, because it's very important in my life right now.
Yeah, I do feel like you've been together in two past lives before, and
okay.
So this is what I'm seeing the connection is. You're back together in this life to, they're telling me to try to get it right, is what I'm hearing. So sometimes there's challenges, but those challenges are to rise above, you know, some of the things you've done in a past life. And so in this lifetime, it's a bit better than the few couple past lifetimes that you were in. So in each time, it gets easier. So the connection you're feeling is definitely a past life connection. It's very familiar, you know, and I feel like that in one of the past lives that you didn't get to spend a long time together, that one of you passed away really early on. So there's that sense of missing, you know, like you were missing each other, or, you know, that sort of sense I'm feeling. So the gratitude is there for kind of being back together in this lifetime here.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing. So anyway, this lifetime is meant to get that lesson and enjoy, to move past and enjoy, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. So just whatever issue we have, we just have to somehow get past it. So...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's what they're telling you, that in this lifetime it's to move past them. You've got the opportunity to actually move past them and get that to that next level. You know, the next level
exactly.
That you haven't been able to achieve yet.
Okay. All right, I see you getting there.
What's that?
I said I can see us getting there, hopefully.
Yeah, so you just have to move, you know, somehow you got to push past that and then you'll get it.
Yes, I just want to know, I wonder what exactly it is.
It's a process, Lamar. It's a process.
Oh, okay.
It's not a switch, it's a process.
Yes, a process,
okay.
Yeah, and so, but it's a test. So that you don't have to get past it. You can run from it and have to come back and do it again. But I'm hearing to get past it this time.
All right.
Hope that helps you,
okay.
Tamara.
Yeah, it helps. I thank y'all for that. I thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.
God bless you, brother.
All right, God bless you.
We've talked to you a couple times more before, Jamar, and just want to, both Dina and I want to encourage you, and everybody. You have no idea how much you can change your life. You have no idea how much power you can get. You know, you have no idea how much you can let go of your fears, your doubts, and improve your sight, your vision, your hopes, your dreams, your whole life. Don't be afraid of being a winner, people. Don't be afraid of just kicking butt. I wrote a song recently, and the chorus is, "You can sit around thinking, let's see what happens. But here today, make happen what you dream about so your dreams can come your way. Make things happen. Believe in things. There's no guarantee you'll even be here tomorrow. There's no guarantee of anything, but your chances are a hell of a lot better if you just have faith, as Dina said. Be patient, trust in the universe, meditate, talk to God, don't be afraid to ask, but also listen and learn. Okay, I hope that helps you, Jamara. That was the one I wanted, Dina. Go ahead, Dina.
That's the key a lot of times. You know, instead of being embroiled in it or having to have the last word or talk or whatever, sit back and listen. Really take it in and just listen for a change. Listen with your heart instead of your head.
Amen.
And absorb it. And then the answers will come to you. And as Gary said, have the faith. You know, just have the faith.
Well, I'll tell you an example of myself. As I said, I've been a psychic and a musician my whole life, and I never had a very good voice. I really didn't. I managed to make a living because I guess I played in front of a lot of people who liked my sense of humor, because it wasn't my voice that pulled me through. And I had everybody from Ray Charles to God only knows who all wanting my songs. I never got a final cut. I never got any of my songs published. And at 67 now, at 63, I realized why I never became a star in music or never made a lot of money, because the universe let me play around for 40 years till I got real serious, and I've been giving readings my whole life. But if I'd have made a ton of money in the music business and moved to Nashville, I never would have done what I'm doing now, and that's more important. It took me 40 years to finally get the clear picture. So be patient, folks. It'll make sense eventually. Yeah. Be patient. You know?
Yeah, I got a similar story. I did all this stuff young, you know, the readings and everything. And then I decided I was going to go on a different path of, you know, opening an antique store or whatever. So I put the readings on the back burner, even though I did them here and there. I put them on the back burner for many years. And so what happened was, it wasn't the right path for me, you know, so a lot of not so good things came from that. And here I am doing the readings full time again, you know, have been for quite some time. And because this is really my path and this is what I should be doing. And so the other things didn't work out for the same reason, because then I wouldn't be doing this. And this is what I really need to be doing. It's helping people.
Watch where life takes you, because there are no accidents or coincidences. There's your free will decision making, and there's whatever karma and destiny you bring. And you can carve a lot out of. There's some things you can't change, but there's a hell of a lot you can really change. So have faith, folks. Be bold. We're going to area code 201. Are you with us, 201? Hi.
Yes,
who are we speaking
to? It's Jennifer from Jersey.
Jennifer from Jersey.
Yep.
I was born in Plain.
Why are you cooking for me, good or bad?
Well, it's always good, girl. You know.
Tell me what you see. Anything?
Well, I'll do a general reading for you over the next couple months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using these 16 stones. As I said, you folks who are in this method, check out LITHOMANCY, lithomancy.com. It's a very interesting method. What I'm doing is charging these stones up, my dear. And all you have to do when it feels right is one time, real clearly, say drop. And I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say it.
Drop.
All right. Well, first of all, don't worry about past love. You're starting a whole new way of looking at commitments. And the feeling I get is this commitment to yourself, to redefine yourself. And you're getting a couple of weeks here of real study, looking at yourself, looking at your situation. Exactly what Dean and I were talking about a moment ago, you know, let life teach you. I forgot how you said it, Dina, but I think we're on the same page about that.
Because
you have Neptune and the Life Stone and the Luck Stone all coming into play about the third week. Be patient with what you're processing right now. That's one thing I really feel is important, because you're learning a lot of fresh information about how you want to direct your life and how you want to see relationships and men and how you want to make good decisions. So give yourself a break from your worry over love or things that you, in fact, use this
I worry
this
about
love.
Everything, so.
I know, and we have to learn not to, you know. I mean, if I worried every time I went out to play music that my voice is crappier than everybody in the audience and everybody I know as a musician, I wouldn't last 2 days. I had to use what I had. personality. I didn't have a great voice. Use what you got. Everybody's got a complete package if you'll fall in love with yourself again. And it's not egotistical to fall in love with yourself. It's healthy. You love yourself, you have more love, it adds to the general pool, and you can provide that to other people. That's the process you're going through here with reevaluating yourself, commitments, love, and so forth. And by the third and fourth week here, it's not a switch. Nothing in life is a switch. There are processes. But by the third and fourth week here, you're going to be very inspired about how you feel about things because you've given yourself this sort of study period, I guess it feels like, study hall, spiritual study hall. But it's not it's not being held against your will. It's being inspired because you want to get everything synced up for yourself, vision-wise, hope-wise, feeling-wise. And by the fourth and fifth week here, a lot of these things from the past that you've been dealing with become easier to let go of. You get this sense of harm. Yeah, that's why you're holding on to them. And that's why you have to start with love now and bring about this new vision before you realize, you know what? I've got a brand new spaceship. I don't need to be carrying along a bunch of logs from 1820.
Right.
You know?
<Yeah. laughs>
Don't be afraid to update, girl. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, you've really reformatted your drive about your not only about love and relationships and balance and your fears from the past, but you've lined yourself up to really start getting some very good opportunities to see them when they happen, to bring them to you. Uh-huh. It's like a fresh, whole fresh sense of miracles you're bringing to yourself.
Do you see me like where I'm going to move, like change my living location?
I think by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to get more information about that. It feels like you don't have all the information at hand right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, because by the fourth and fifth week here, you'll have this sense of confidence, abundance, and creativity where it's not a, like you were saying a while ago, I fear everything. That's what you want to let go of, you know.
Right.
And it's a process, girl, but it's sure worth it. Because toward the end of this three-month period, actually from about the fifth and sixth week on, you're kicking butt, excuse my French. You're feeling good. You're feeling confident. And that's what's going to help sync you up with the right relationship, the right direction. And it's going to help you spiritually grow, too, because you realize, as I was saying a minute ago, you're not going to sit around and wait for things to happen. You're going to make yourself happen. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it does.
Good. God bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. And again, Jennifer, you and all you folks, you can certainly come back to the show after about an hour and download the recording or listen to it again if you want to hear your reading again. Dina and I are always have a great time talking to you folks and helping you out. And speaking of Dina, this is area code 856. Who are we talking to, 856?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Dina, this is Laura, as you heard.
Hi, Laura. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what's your question tonight?
My question, I just signed a one-year contract with a company, and I wondered if you see me maybe expanding and getting a permanent job with them, or do you think I'll end up going to a completely different company?
I feel like there's a chance that it'll be more than 1 year with this company. Because I feel like that the work that you're going to do is good, you know, and they're going to see the value. They're going to see the value in that. I don't feel like you're going to stay there forever. Because I feel like that you'll have opportunities. But I do see you staying there for more than a year at this particular company. I feel like that you, are you getting into a project?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty big project. So I guess it is possible that it could go for more than a year.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm hearing.
But I'm wondering if I'm going to end up moving on to a different company eventually, or, you know, do you think that's what's going to happen?
Eventually, but not in a year. That's what I was saying. I feel like you're going to be on this project for more than a year. And then eventually you're going to move on to something different, but because it's a good movement, you know, it's a good opportunity. It's like a step up. But this particular project, because I keep seeing the project is going to, I think, going to take more than a year, but not just because I think it's going to branch out into more, into something else, into something different, more. They're going to need more from it. They're going to, I'm seeing just more, like it's going to be, there's going to be things that come up within it that you didn't expect. So there'll be, but it's good things, it's not bad things.
I want to buy a house, and mm-hmm. But I'm a little worried about doing that because when I buy my house, I want to know that I'm staying put in the area. So if I'm eventually going to be moving on, do you think it's going to be out of state, or would it still be local enough that I could put down roots and actually buy my house?
I'm saying it's more local. I don't see out of state. I don't see, because what I'm seeing is this will be your choice, and I feel like your choice is to stay in the area. So what I see coming up is not, I don't see you moving far away, not in the near future. I feel like that it will be somewhere in the area. Somewhere,
okay.
You know. Yeah.
Right.
But these are all, like, I see a lot of good things. I see a lot of good coming out of this, and I feel like you're going to do a really good job, and you'll be able to pick and choose.
Oh, good. That's great. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you for calling in, Laura.
You
folks have no idea how good it feels for us to be able to inspire you. It's a win, 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 win. Don't have too much time left, but we will get to 970. Are you with us? 970. Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Patty.
Patty, I'll tell you what, we've just got a minute or two. Would you like a quick 3 month reading?
Yes, I would love that very much.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we've got 2 minutes and 43 seconds, so you're going to get 3 months in about 2 minutes. And all
Fantastic.
You have to do, all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels good for you, my dear.
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, you're in a place of starting to feel a whole bunch of fresh dreams. Now, I know you've got your things about place and about commitments and relationships and all this sort of thing that are a little bit challenging, need to be worked out. But you're starting in a very visionary period, or if you're not, you should recognize it, because you've got a lot of great stones here with yourself, with determination, with like fresh visualization, fresh confidence, that sort of thing happening. So don't talk yourself out of it. Talk yourself even more so into it. And that's going to help you deal with a lot of these issues about place and emotions and relationships. And it's going to put you on a fresh keel here, a fresh viewpoint in the next couple of weeks. And then you can really start organizing, and you can really start laying a stronger foundation than you've had, because you are starting this week or two with a lot of feelings of luck, of prosperity, of emotional, psychic, spiritual, reconnecting with yourself, re-empowering yourself. And by the fourth and fifth week here, this becomes like a new norm for you. You have a new foundation. You've really started thinking outside the box for yourself. And that's where it really helps you with men, communication, love, and future plans, and allows you to be more flexible, probably more flexible than you've been with your life and your imagination and your feelings in a while. And that's good, because from the seventh and eighth week on, you're really looking forward, probably like you haven't before. And that helps you finalize a lot of clearing out of issues. And toward the end of this 3 month period, this new commitment to yourself and purposefulness and determination is going to work out, and you're going to prove to yourself how much luck you can bring to yourself. So don't look backwards for your luck. Look forward. Hope that helps you, girl. It's short and sweet. That makes sense to you?
It really does. I do feel like I'm on a new path, and that's really great news. I'm really related.
If we had more time, Dina would confirm it, but we only got 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we'll be here next week.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad I was able to.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. Check back next week, folks. Call us in early and join. Check out PsychicsGoneWild.com for Gary Wimmer and Dina Flanagan. See y'all next week. Thank you.